Jones are all gone, I can name you just any number of people that your family just... 40 years is a long time, friend. It don't seem like long, but it's a good long time.
So, it just...
time takes its toll.
Bad news probably would be in the next 40 years, it'll probably be, a 500,000 people. It's going to keep on, it'll be solid from here to New Orleans. The population and bringing people in here. That's the reason the older people, the people in my age bracket, can't see the things that your public officials are doing, and the reason of it is, in my opinion, is that the younger people don't realize just exactly what's taking place. They've never had to walk to school, get up in the morning, milk the cows and feed the pigs and feed the horses and walk to school 5 miles and come back, walk 5 miles back and do the same thing over and study by lamplight. They never had to do that. Take a lunch to school with them. Today, they pick you up in front of the school and they haul you to school and they feed you out there and you kick because they didn't give you what you want to eat. When I was coming along, you were damn glad to get whatever you got. But it's different today, and that includes your daddy and your mother. You don't believe what you ask them if you happen to see them again.
Yeah, I will.
They had the same problem that I had or that everybody else had. Today your kids, they got to give them a hot lunch in school. Next thing that amuses me to no end is when they talk about it, they say, well, we get that from Washington. Well, where the hell do they think Washington gets that money? They think the Arabs sent it over here to them? They get it from the same place as the people in Plains, Georgia, and Atlanta, Georgia, and Topeka, Kansas, and Baton Rouge, Louisiana get it from the taxpayer. It's all from the same source.
When you were coming up, was this where you started school in town?
Yes. Of course, we come to town, all the schools all the schools that I went to are gone now. One of the first schools I went to, down here where this government complex is building down there, that was destroyed. Of course, it was destroyed long before that, but I mean it was in that neighborhood there. And I told you, LSU was up here. Grown, just about grown, and that thing come along there because we were all up there in LSU, we were up there in school, and World War come along, and it being a war college, and you had 2 years of military science, whether you wanted it or you didn't want it, you didn't like it, an elective thing today. And of course, we all went to service. I went to the Navy, and some of them went to the Army, and so forth and so on. And when we come back, none of us, I don't remember but one fellow that ever went back to school, because most of us parents were not financially able to send us to school. And we were not chosen, God's chosen people like the present GIs are. They get homes and finance homes and finance education and finance everything else, and they don't realize that their fathers or grandfathers are paying the bills for it. And it's the only way it can come, it comes from taxes. I didn't have that. I had to go to work. But you did.